Welcome to The Living Waters, a daily source of inspiration and clarity from Scripture. Pastor Gary Finch connects God's Word to our everyday lives, helping us find strength, purpose, and peace in the gospel of Jesus. It's a journey into faith that will undoubtedly nourish your spirit and anchor your soul in the beauty of salvation found only in Christ. Now, our host, Gary Finch.
Gary Finch, I want to share a little scripture with you today. This particular scripture I recently used in my church for a message, and I've actually got a few of them in it, but I hope you'll get the point. One of the things that so many teachers and preachers in churches today seem to be missing that is so prominent in the Bible is a simple little word called repent. I'm going to show you in Matthew 3, starting at verse 1, this is talking about John the Baptist. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, John was the person that God set on the path to clear the path for the coming of the Messiah. And what he preached wasn't some of the thousands of different things we get today that people are preaching and teaching on how to be saved. The first step, the first man that was sent out there to pave the way, John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, sometimes I get fascinated watching television, listening to radio and stuff, and people have all of these ideals. You know, one says all you got to do is believe in Jesus and everything's going to be good. One says believe and confess that Jesus is the Lord and you're going to be good. Another one says welcome Jesus into your heart and be baptized. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it ever said welcome him into your heart. Your heart needs to be changed and your mind needs to be changed. That's what repentance is. We seem to have confused repentance with confession. You lay down in your bed at night, the last thing you do, hopefully before you fall asleep, is, "Lord, I've sinned, I've done this, I need forgiveness." And then you go down the shopping list of all the things you need him to do for you. And tomorrow night you come in and you say, "Lord, I've committed this sin, the same sin, over and over and over and over." Repent. Stop that sin. Change. So, and we've added... The modern day church has added so many things to the plan of salvation, but as they keep in adding things on the back end, they've left the front end off. It starts with repentance. It starts with repentance. If you come to Christ, you repent of your sin and change and start, and he will help you. It's not instant. We don't all come to Christ and immediately we through sinning and we're going on and we're going to do all these great things. I love it when a new believer comes in and he's excited and he wants to teach Sunday school and he wants to preach in the church and he wants to go out and knock on all the doors in the house. And about 2 weeks later, he's burnt out and he, you know, repent. Get you right. Get you right before you go out to save the world, okay? So I've got to go along with this. I've got back to Matthew 3. Verse 11. Now, most of these scriptures that I'm quoting, some of them will be King James, most of them are English Standard Version. Matthew 3:11 says, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." John the Baptist, again, the first thing is to repent. And he'll baptize you in water, symbolic of washing your sin away. And we know that baptism does not take care of all your sins every day because you're a human being. One of the lines we use a whole lot in church nowadays is, "God forgave all your sins, past, present, and future." I've searched the Bible many, many times. I don't see anywhere where it says he has forgiven your future sins. You've got to confess those sins, repent of those sins, and continue to try to improve and go as you go. I've got another one from Matthew 4. This is talking about when Christ came back out of the wilderness. After John baptized Christ, he went into the wilderness to be tested for 40 days. And as he returned and started his ministry, so Matthew 4, 11 and 12. 11 says, "Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him." 12 says, "Now, when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee." And it goes down a whole list of things. One thing that's really interesting in that, right around verse 12, is it talks about Galilee of the Gentiles. This is when Christ first started his ministry and went in amongst the Gentiles and taught to them. Now, you'll hear people all day long tell you, no, he came only for the lost tribes of Israel. But when he started his ministry, he went into the Gentile area around Galilee and started preaching to them. And in his very first sermon, what did he preach? Matthew 4, starting around verse 17, says, "From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Now, if the man that came to pave the way started out preaching repent, and when Jesus came back from the testing and went out into the world to start his ministry, the first message he gave was repent. Maybe we need to give some thought to that. I got another one that's verse 19 says, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent." I can't overemphasize the importance of repentance. Today we've gotten in the habit of saying, oh, just love God. He loves you unconditionally and he'll do all of these things. That's not the message. That's not the message. He loves us. People get upset when I say things like, he will love you right up to the point where you jump off into hell, okay? He'll keep trying to pull you back. But he's taught, and his word, scripture all the way through teaches us, repent. Get rid of the sin and follow him. Now, yes, you've got to believe that he is the Savior. You've got to believe that he died for you and God raised him from the dead. And you need to tell people. And telling people don't mean that one time Sunday morning at the altar when you dry the tears and get up and say, oh, I believe Jesus just saved me. Tell people from now on what he's done for you and what he's doing. So I want to add just one little thing in here. The scripture tells us that when we are saved, we become a new man. And that's where we come to this conclusion that everything that I have done and everything I'll do has been paid for and forgiven. He only forgive you for the sin you're committing right now and the sin of your past. You must go in and ask for forgiveness for those that you do now. And that forgiveness will be a lot faster coming if you show repentance and attempt to stop doing the same old sin over and over again. Keep that in mind. Don't go tell the neighbor across the street that never heard of Jesus that Jesus just loves you and no matter what you've done or what you're doing, you'll be saved. You'll be on the way to heaven. Tell the neighbor, we worship a loving, merciful God, and he will save you and he will take care of you, but you must repent of the sin. You must cast Satan out and go on to follow Christ. You have a blessed day, and I hope this scripture has helped you.
That was Living Waters with Pastor Gary Fench, a daily dose of faith, clarity, and inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, keep seeking truth and walking in his light, and join us again tomorrow or log on to catch Pastor Gary's past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Thanks again for staying tuned to 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.